Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
News. I'm Sherry Preston, a former police chief from Arkansas, still on the run. He broke out of a prison over the weekend and is considered extremely dangerous. Grant Hardin was serving time for rape and murder. Two of the 10 jail inmates who escaped from a New Orleans facility are still on the run. Three of them were caught last night. After surging in March to their highest levels since the summer of 2020, durable goods orders have slipped significantly.
The Census Bureau's report on orders of durable goods is considered a solid indicator of manufacturing activity and investor confidence. The figure soared more than 7.5% in March to $316 billion as buyers rushed to beat price increases expected to come with new tariffs. Last month, the number slid more than 6%.
ABC's Jim Ryan. President Trump changing his mind on European Union tariffs. The 50% tax hikes were supposed to kick in June 1st. Now the White House says they won't be implemented until July 9th. This is ABC News. Another Trump tariff turnaround. The June 1st deadline for 50% tariffs on European Union goods has been tweaked.
On Sunday night, the president said he was going to extend that deadline, now saying he wouldn't put those tariffs into effect until July 9th to allow talks for negotiations, with the EU saying that they had a good call with Trump and that Europe is ready to advance talks swiftly and decisively. So a dramatic shift in tone.
ABC's Selena Wang at the White House. At the American Music Awards last night, icons were front and center. J-Lo performed a 10-minute dance number. Gloria Estefan was on stage, and says ABC's Rihanna Dalley.
Janet Jackson taking the stage for her first televised performance in 7 years. Serenading the audience with a variety of her biggest hits.
The night belonged to Billie Eilish, however, who won all 7 of the awards for which she was nominated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Sundays are now closed, but weekdays offer a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout. And don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
High temps in the lower 70s today with a few light showers possible. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy with areas of light rain tonight, a low of 51. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers likely, a high of 68. Thursday, partly sunny, spotty light showers possible, and a high of 73. Friday, partly sunny and warmer, isolated afternoon showers or thunderstorms possible. Again for Saturday, 75 with a 30% chance of afternoon showers.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
caring for you and about you at Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. There's a summer resource fair planned for the area tomorrow. We're going to let you know a little bit about that, what's going on, and a very important topic on our morning show today. Marty Richards from Greater Richland Area Tourism is in our studio, along with Scott Gall, representing City Utilities, manager here in Richland Center, and Jim Schwingle from WPPI Energy, Senior Energy Service Manager. So we have some folks in the studio to talk about the subject. Marty, I know you kind of touched on this the last time you were in the studios, but here it is.
Yeah, we were. At that time, it was a made-up thing. We didn't know what we were doing for sure, and we were trying to put it together. And really, how this came about, Scott got a hold of me, and one of the few times I actually answer the phone when Scott calls, and I just said, you know, he said, "Hey, how's this idea sound?" Because I think he said something to me that really resonated quickly. I've heard it before, you know, and there's a couple of things. One is, there's nothing to do here. You know, that it just drives, as a tourism guy, drives me crazy. If you go out and look at our calendar, the calendar of events, there's always something unique to do. And in June especially, you know, I think the reason we're so event heavy in June is it kind of harkens back to June Dairy Days. And that's kind of how things evolved. That June's a busy month. You know, July is pretty busy. August, again, it's a little less hectic, but it's still busy. And so there's things to do. The other thing that I hear every now and then are, you know, folks saying, "Boy, if I would have known about that, I would have gone and done that." You know, or "I didn't know about that." And so Scott and I and Jim, through discussion, you know, we kind of came up with this concept of, you know what, how about if we have an event that just simply helps people come together, understand the different resources that are available to them throughout the summer of unique events, different experiences, and then even beyond that, being able to register for activities, and then also, you know, just getting involved in the community, because there are events that we're going to talk about and things that they'll be able to see when they get there that they can volunteer for too and get involved in the community, and just that makes us a stronger community the more people who are involved. So you know, I'll let Scott talk about and Jim talk more about the details, but it was just kind of a, you know, the one thing that Scott and I agree on, and that is, we like to argue a little bit, but mostly for fun, I think.
Pretty much.
Okay. And we just really want the community, and it's not just Richland Center, it's the surrounding area. We want people to understand the different events that are available. I know we've had people come into the community to stay with us, you know, family come from Spokane, Washington, or we have German exchange students that come this way from time to time. And you do too, Phil. You have exchange students, and it's like, okay, you know, if they bring their family with them who have never been here, what do we do? You know, what are the activities? And so this is a part of it too, to help families if they've got folks not from the area coming back or coming in. Here are some things that you can do. And there are things people just they're new this year, that folks should be aware of. So, but really, I have to give Jim and Scott a lot of credit, because it really came from them, the initial idea. And without City Utilities' involvement, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah, Scott, why did you think this was important to do something like this?
Good morning. In my new role as utility manager, we talk about growth, right? And we talk about, I've lived here all my life, and, you know, where our population is, and we talk about housing, and we talk about everything that we have in this area. But, you know, living here for my whole life, there's a lot of events that I really don't know, you know, because maybe it's just things that aren't my interest. But I guess where me and Jim and our customer appreciation days have worked good for the utility in October, of an idea of, you know, cooking out, you know, just from the utility side, just supplying, you know, a sandwich, a drink, and getting these organizations in one spot, just to showcase them, you know, with the opportunity we have here with you, and just educate the public. We hear about, you know, new people come to the community and they maybe don't live here because of housing, but really, again, back to the utility, how do we grow this area? And it's an idea, I guess, that I come up with, that we just need to educate and get folks that are newer to the area or that have been here more involved. You know, there's a lot of community, different organizations that if you don't have ties to, you might not know how to, you know, become part of it. If it's fire, EMS, Lions, Kiwanis, whatever it is, there's a lot of opportunity, and just trying to educate, I guess.
Kind of a one-stop shop then tomorrow night, isn't it?
We're trying. You know, that's where we reached out to Marty. He's got all the contacts of reaching out to all these different groups. Talked with Jody at the parks. This date worked good for her, so we can have folks sign up for the summer event, activities at the park.
And one thing I wanted to mention, I was thinking about, is it's all ages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because Park and Rec does a lot, and they're all age groups are involved in their activities. But then also we have one other group that we've extended an invitation to and waiting to see if they'll join us. And that's really primarily for retired or geriatric folks, just to keep them active. But then Simons is also joining us, Simons Recreation Complex. So I just wanted to make sure we understood it's all age groups.
Mm-hmm. And it's just not a City Utilities thing. You guys are just kind of...
Yeah, the utility, you know, from our side, we're just helping out with the meal part of it. Really just leaning on Marty, his connections, and just doing education. So from the utility side, we're not really going to be talking about that. We'll keep that till October event. It's just to share with the community all the different things that happen in the city and countywide for Richland County.
That's awesome. Jim, is this something unique that you guys are starting here in Richland Center?
Yes. Good morning, Phil. yeah, I think it is. I guess what happens is we have funds through WPPI, through, you know, for our members, and we call it Value of Local Utility Program. And basically the idea is we're trying to, you know, strengthen the utility's reputation, help people understand the utility is owned by them and it's for them. You know, it's city owned. You know, we want to foster meaningful community connections, which is really what this one is about. And, you know, truthfully build customer trust and loyalty. So we have funds available each year. And Scott and I sat down earlier this year and we talked about, you know, our fall event, our customer appreciation event that we always do. And we're like, well, what else can we do? And through back and forth, we're like, well, we don't need to talk about the utility more. But there are lots of other events out there that could happen. So, well, kind of like Dale Bender used to always do, we're kind of in the middle and we know everybody, so let's pull it all together. And that was the idea. I didn't know Marty before this, and I'm really glad we got to know him, because
are you sure, like, really?
You know, like Scott says, he seems to know everybody and knows how to promote it. So that was kind of the idea behind it. And you know, we want to, I would say, enhance customer engagement and satisfaction, but that would be just a utility thing. That's really not what it's about. It's about, you know, showing people what's out there and what the community has to offer.
You're grilling hamburgers and brats. Are they going to be grilled electronically or are you charcoal or?
No. We're going to use the propane. Okay. Yep.
That's disappointing. I was hoping you were going to use your demonstrator that has the arc.
Oh yeah.
And
October.
Get a bit. Well, then I expect to see you grilling brats and hot dogs on that.
October.
That would bring people in.
I remember that back in school. They would bring that to the school and show us how to cook a hot dog there. How you shouldn't. Yeah, absolutely. So it's going on tomorrow between the hours of 3 and 6 at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center. It's going on rain or shine. Is that the way it goes, Jim?
Yep. It'll be happening tomorrow either way.
Uh-huh. Very good. Scott, I know it's been a good spring, it seems like, but summer brings some challenges for the utility, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I mean, obviously storm season. Yeah. Juneau, I was at a conference last week and a half ago, you know, Juno, the superintendent, general manager's there, and all of a sudden he sprints out of the room and, you know, their town got hit with a tornado. But pretty neat, the public power and all utilities, how they work together. They ended up with 37 linemen there that night and had everybody back on the next day with 1,200 people out. So it's a really neat group of folks of they'll drop anything, you know, to go help their neighbor or their own utility. So But as far as our utility, we're in the transition of AMI with metering. So the electric, we're about a third of the way done. So throughout the summer, a couple days a week, depending on the workload, you'll see a couple linemen, they're paired up, out changing meters. Most of the meters, your service, we can jump around so you won't see an interruption. But from the water side, those folks got to get inside. So you'll be hearing from the utility, setting up a time that works for our customers to get those meters changed out. So what that does for us is all the readings come directly back to the office through the AMI process. Today, I guess when I started, we used to have to walk, you know, the whole route. Mm-hmm. And then it went to what they call AMR, where you can drive through the system. It takes about 5 hours once a month to collect everything. Or if you need to get a reading, you got to take the car out and get that read. But with all these new meters, it'll come directly back to the office. So excited about getting that completed and up and going. So water-wise, it's going to take a couple years because obviously a lot slower. But the electric, hopefully, will be done this fall.
Less labor-intensive, isn't it?
When you it get will be. I thought, you know, there's a lot more reports, so I'm not sure if it's going to be less or not, but definitely the right way to go. At the end of it for, again, like outages, we were talking about storms. Down the road, we'll have an outage map for our customers. Some of the IOUs already have that. We're working towards that notification, text type things. Without these meters, we wouldn't be able to do that. So that's the end goal down the road in the next couple of years.
And Jim, WPPI, can you give us a little update there? Anything going on this year? Any changes that we can look forward to?
Well, I would just say that, you know, through WPPI, we have 51 members. And we call them members because they own us. And the things that Scott's talking about, like the AMI, automated metering infrastructure, you know, we get it caught up in all the acronyms, but a lot of people obviously wouldn't understand what that is. But I guess what I would say is there's so much technology change going on for the members. And, you know, WPPI is the one entity that, you know, we can pull it all together and kind of share those costs through all the members. In the utility industry itself, there's huge changes coming along. And it has to do with, well, lots of different subjects. The decarbonization, you know, shutting down the coal plants, trying to go to more renewable energy, whether that's wind or solar. And now we're really getting hit up on new loads with the data centers. And the data centers are utilized for, you know, AI and for not just AI, but Google searches or anything you're doing on your computer or phone. And there's huge banks of computers that, you know, take all those questions in and data in and spread it back out. Well, they are tremendous energy users. So while we're trying to go to renewable energy, the challenge is, I don't know when that's going to work. You know, when's the wind going to blow and when's the sun going to shine? And it's obviously not going to shine at night. So everybody wants to be able to turn on their lights and they come on when you flip that switch. So, you know, it's a huge balancing act between the renewable energy and having the baseload plants to cover And then there's also what we call peaker plants to cover those times when there's huge energy use. And that's typically summer, you know, when we get the air conditioning load. So I would say the utility industry is going through huge changes right now just because of all those items I just mentioned. And then the added load from the data centers and electrification overall.
Think of the changes that you've seen just in your time.
Yeah, when I started 14 years ago, we were trying to get people to switch their T12 fluorescent lamps out for T8s. Mm-hmm. Well, now nobody buys fluorescents. It's all, you know, it's all LEDs. And that was how we were trying to save energy, really, was lighting. And now that so much of that's been done, LEDs are really the standard of what people use. You know, you have to look at other ways to save energy or switch energy, you know, like I talked about electrification from, you know, other forms of energy to electricity.
Those of us as consumers, though, there are ways that we can cut down as well and help the cause, right?
Yeah. So, you know, a big help for the utilities is if, you know, it's a really hot day that you're not trying to run everything right during that peak of the day, you know, maybe 3 to 6, 3 to 8. Because we have to have the resources in place to operate during those times, and it helps the whole system. And I don't mean just city utilities; I mean all the utilities. You know, we're all running off the same grid. So yeah, that would be definitely a help if you know you notice that it's really a tough day, hot and humid day. You know, maybe you don't crank your air conditioner as cool as you'd like, or maybe you just wait to wash those clothes, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. June Nee does her part. She doesn't let me turn the air on until it's like 95 or something like that. So we're good.
Well, that's helpful then.
That will cause marital distress.
It does.
In our household.
The event is coming up tomorrow. We can learn more about this. You know, not only city utilities, Marty, but you've got a lot of different entities represented in this event tomorrow.
So, you know, when you think city utilities, you just think city of Richland Center. But,
right.
And I've given this lecture more than once, and that is, you know, in Richland County, we are very unique. If you look through any county in Wisconsin, it's hard to find a county where there's only one city. And what that does is that it makes us all interdependent on each other. There are things, you know, so when from the tourism perspective, you know, Lenny Schaub was our former chair for many years at tourism. He was fond of saying, you know, the Pine River doesn't flow just through Richland Center. And really, part of the most beautiful part of it is northern portions up by Rockbridge. Well, a lot of the lodging is in the city of Richland Center, quite a bit of dining's there. But the folks that come and do the kayak travel, they need a place to stay and eat. So the city of Richland Center benefits from that. But then also the outlying communities also benefit that Richland Center's there. And we really need to take your... You know, and what we've done with Greater Richland Tourism is we've taken that bigger view approach that we're all working together. You know, I don't know if I like this saying or not, but, you know, it'll float all the boats in the harbor if we all work together and raise that level. And so we do. We have participating event organizers and events coming from pretty much everywhere. You know, it's not just the city. And it's those things that people have interest in. You know, Simon's Rec Center, they'll be one of them. Then Parks and Rec, as Scott had mentioned. Brewer Library has a lot of programming in the summer for kids. Mm-hmm. And I know back when we were kids, Phil, they just put us out and we baled hay and we kept busy. It's a little different now when you're not as agriculturally based with having work for kids. We need to keep them, you know, active in a healthy manner. And that's where, you know, Brewer Library has a lot of great things there. I know Partners for Prevention will be there promoting their national night out. Driftless Music Gardens, you know, I've had Tim and Cricket here in one of my discussions with you before, really interesting folks. And what they're doing out at Driftless Music Gardens is really, it's putting them on the map. It's not just a Wisconsin thing. It's regional. It's the Midwest. They've really gotten to where they have a name for themselves. And this year, they've kind of expanded their offerings to where they're doing, it's not just their three festivals, but they're doing one night where they're bringing in big bands regionally to where it's just a one night thing. And for local folks, that's an easy trip then, because it's just a one night ticket. Mm-hmm. You can go up, enjoy a really big regional band, and then come back home and away you go. And it's funny, I know Tim and Cricket have been big on wanting to outreach more. Cricket has talked to me about this probably 20 times over the last 5 years. You know, how do we get more involved, or how do we get more engagement with local folks? And this is one of those efforts, because they truly want to be more engaged locally than they have been in the past. And so we're real happy that they've got a busy schedule when it hits this time of year, and they're going to be joining us as well. The AD German Warehouse, you know, this is one of my favorite topics to talk about, because when I was a kid, and Scott, you know this, and Jim, you're from the area, you know, real quick, Jim, did your parents ever describe the AD German Warehouse to you? And what'd they say? Go ahead and say
they didn't.
Well, they didn't at all. They just ignored it. Scott?
You know, there it's said. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I grew up, drove by it forever, and until really I got involved with the city, it was just a big old
there.
Building,
there
and
it
people
is.
Would stand in the street taking pictures. Yeah. Didn't quite understand it personally. Yep.
And my take on it was, from my parents and then my grandparents, that Frank Lloyd Wright designed that thing. He didn't pay his bills, and he was a womanizer. And it's cold. Well, yeah, it was built to be a warehouse, right? Mm-hmm. So the AD German Conservancy has really put life into that building now. Every Friday night they have an event that's really outstanding. I've been there. And now they have different workshops with art design. So right now they do offer stained glass construction, where people come in and there's classes they've signed up for, and they're putting stained glass together. And then I know later in the summer here, they have a two-day art workshop that they're running. So there's different, you're starting to see some life in that building, bringing people into the community. And that's what we were talking about, right? You're bringing some people into the community. You've got a huge building there that actually has just huge historical significance. And the stories behind that building that, you know, I think they're true, and some of it I can verify through the Observer and some different things and people I've talked to real life that still exist. I'll tell you, my mom has been living at Pine Valley Community Center now, Village, for about 7-8 months. And for me personally, that's been one of the most rewarding things, because I'll go down there to see her, but then I'll have other residents that go, hey, I saw you on YouTube or this or that talking about this. You got to hear this story. And so now they're passing on stories to me that aren't documented anywhere. And I'll bet a third of the time it involves Frank Lloyd Wright or A.D. German, because the stories about that building and the history of it are just phenomenal. And I think you need to get in there and take a look at it. And now that there are things happening, there's other reasons to get there. You know, anybody could enjoy any of those. Southwest Partners, this is when their season ramps up. Thunderfest will be coming. They'll talk about that. They'll be able to get you information there. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus will be coming in August, and they'll be able to get you information on that. They also are connected very strongly to the Pine River cleanup effort, and they've really stepped into the gap there to make sure we can kayak the pine. And then the new kayak rental outfitter, really, they're working under the name of Pine River Paddle, but 13 Pines will be the name going forward. And Jen was here. I had her for the tourism update. And Dennis, her dad, and they're active and getting after it now. They'll be there to connect with them. Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will be there. They have the Taste of the Hills coming up, and they'll be able to fill you in on that, as well as other events they have this summer. We do have English Prairie Distillery out of Muscadet coming. Again, that's one of those people who come and visit this area. They find that extremely interesting. And, you know, you don't have to be a drinker either. They have mocktails that are outstanding as well. And then Richland EMS will be there. Fire going to make it?
I think so.
Okay. You just, and then Richland Center Lions Club. They do their Cruisin' Burgers night out at the fairgrounds, and they'll fill you in on that information. But and that's not the complete list, because I know I've had a couple. I know the Starlight 14 wanted to be there, and they were planning to come, but now unfortunately they had a thing come up that they're not going to be able to make it. And I have some others that are sitting there going, we're going to try to make that work. But I know we've got almost 13 vendors. Greater Richmond Tourism will be there too. You need to come and meet somebody that's really quite enjoyable to talk to about tourism, because Erica Steinmetz, my intern, will be there. So you'll get to talk to Erica and meet her, and she's real excited about what she's doing this summer to help us out there. So,
will they be stationed around in booths? Is that how you?
Yeah. So everybody that comes is going to have a little table, kind of like if folks have come to the fall event, that this will look familiar, where they'll be able to just come down the line and kind of see what folks are offering and go to your interest, and if there's something you see that I'm probably not interested in anything they're offering there, then don't go to their table. But yeah, you'll have a little bit of a walk to be able to just kind of come through and chat with people. I know for tourism, we'll have a little swag to hand out to people and just have a little something. And I'm sure others will have that information as well. The other thing we will offer there that we're finding people are really having an interest in is our travel guide. And the travel guide is really been utilized not just by our lodging opportunities, but also just when the relatives are coming in town, to give them that. And so then they know the different things they can do. Mm-hmm. And then also I know there's a city department or two that'll be there just helping out with things. I know we got Matt Williams from zoning coming. And Matt, I was there when Scott and I and Matt were chatting about it. And it was, you know, summer's when everybody really starts looking at those projects. And, you know, I get it. I've been guilty of this in the past in Ithaca Township. I put a whole big deck on and didn't apply for the permit ahead of time because I didn't understand what triggers that. And I had always been led to believe it was, well, as long as you don't change the outside framework of your house, you're okay. Well, if you think about that, it's like, wait a minute, that can't be right. So that's a good opportunity just to come talk to Matt, kind of understand the zoning. If you're thinking about putting a deck, a garage, an adding on, whatever it might be, just casually have that discussion of, hey, you know, I'm thinking about building that big deck that Marty did, and he did it wrong. So how about if you help me understand what are the steps I need to take to do that properly, and what permit might I need? So there will be other informational things like that for city residents as well.
It's indoors?
It is indoors. Uh-huh. That was one of the things, you know, we learned something from Miller Park, which still Miller Park, by the way. I remember when they were selling that. Yeah, no arguments starting today. I remember the Tommy Thompson, his real lead on selling that, and Bud Selig, was, you know, we're going to really help our attendants drive if they know when they drive to Milwaukee, there's going to be a game. And they're right. That at the time wasn't a popular argument, and I don't know if we saw it, but just the fact now I know it's, yep, going to the game. End of story. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's in a fantasy baseball league will know, oh man, that throws you sideways. Well, you think you got your lineup set, and then all of a sudden, nope, we're not having, you got four guys in your lineup that aren't playing today.
Right.
That causes some major pain in fantasy baseball. Well, anyway, tomorrow, you know, you can show up. You're going to get a meal off the utilities.
Yeah.
Scott promises not to manhandle, you know, all the meat. It'll be handled appropriately.
I'm not
okay.
Grilling, so
and you're not sampling a whole bunch of it. Okay.
You're not burning tomorrow.
I'm not going to burn tomorrow. No.
So you know what's going to happen. You're going to be able to come get great, great information and be on the inside where there's plenty of room, and it'll be comfortable for everybody.
Good deal. We'll let Scott have his time here as well after the break in just a little bit from WRCO. Again, that is going on tomorrow, 3 until 6 at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center indoors. That forecast is a little iffy tomorrow with some rain in that forecast. We'll have more coming up here on The Morning Show.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Your first choice for better health.
Are irregular menstrual cycles interfering with your life? Bleeding lasting 8 days or longer? A cycle length shorter than 24 days? Or longer than 38 days? These are a few of the reasons to contact your healthcare provider. The providers at the Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to put your healthcare first.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks, you know? Like us?
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat.
Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in the first year? Rockwell Automation does. They also offer a $2,500 sign-on bonus, a 401k with company match, annual bonuses for all employees, unlimited referral bonuses, paid paternal leave, a tuition reimbursement program, and plenty of room for growth and advancement. Rockwell Automation isn't your typical manufacturing experience. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. That's been true since 1971. Now, the team is growing, and Rockwell Automation is looking for new talent. First shift positions start at over $22 an hour, second shift over $24 an hour, and that's on top of all these incredible benefits. So what are you waiting for? Explore opportunities today at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center. Or just stop in during walk-in Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio. We're talking about the upcoming event tomorrow night in the area. Scott Gall, Jim Schwingel, and Marty Richards in the studio with us. Scott, you were over there. I don't know if you were doing a crossword puzzle or if you were making notes for yourself.
I like making notes.
You've been writing. Some things that you wanted to talk about this morning?
Yeah, I guess, you know, for me, just to kind of finish up, it was an idea just to promote growth, educate. As far as the city residents, our electric rates are, the cheapest in the area. We continue to strive to do that with our partnership with WPPI, local reliability. Nationally, we're in the top 5% for reliability of a utility our size. Jim brought up Dale Bender's name. Dale started the RP3. We started a lot of policies that we get recognized through an RP3 award. It's a national award through the APPA. And, we just strive to make sure our customers do not have outages, and we do take pride, our linemen take pride in taking care of our system. And we continually put money back into it to keep it reliable, just like the efforts we're doing with the AMI, electric and water. The other thing with this event or thought is for years, again, living here all my life, is just to keep folks in the area. Before I come to City Utilities, I worked at Rockwell Automation for 15 years, and we had a lot of salary new folks come in, and they never lived here, right? And that goes back to the housing that the mayor talks about and we all talk about, but they just didn't stay here. You had new folks and good jobs that would go to the Spring Green, Reedsburg, they'd commute. And just looking at how we can educate those folks and get a program going here to educate new folks in any of, in the hospital, any of the industries, to show that, be part of our community. You work here, and be part of it. If it's EMS, if it's fire, if it's Kiwanis, Lions, whatever organization, just get involved with our community, city government, county government, all those things. We need folks to help us, move forward and, the decision making and make, make this place better, I guess is the point of where the thought of why we're doing it.
Utilities has its own commission as well.
We do. We have a utility commission. Great group of folks that, step up and serve 5-year terms. There's two folks off the city council that are on the utility commission, and the other ones are residents at large that have stepped up to get educated and be part of it. Had three of them last week at a conference up in La Crosse. So those folks, community folks, taking time out of their busy schedule to go get educated about the utility is great to see. And not every community has that. A lot of communities, different general managers will say, how do you get folks to come? And it's just great that they take the time to go get educated and understand, what we bring to them, at the meetings. So
did you want to talk about rates today?
Rates... overall, electric rates, great. We have, I don't want to say the cheapest, but it is the cheapest rate for electric.
Most economical
in the area.
Killing me over here.
Yeah, sorry. But we do have great rates. We've worked hard to keep it that way. We are very smart with where we spend in our money. And just invest in the right spots. So,
Can I say something about
that? You bet, Jim. Go ahead.
So, when we do customer surveys, we do a residential 1 year and then a small business the next year and then a industrial, the third year. So every 3 years we do it. And there's no doubt the one big gap we always have is, how are your rates? Are they too high? You know, and everyone, you know, that's always, well, they're too high. And, you know, I always say, well, if the rate was $10, it's too high. If I change it to $5, it's still too high. So I think really it's on us, and that we as a utility don't explain all the things that we do to try and keep the rates reasonable. You know, a lot of that's local, and a lot of that's through WPPI, where we have staff that are there 24/7 buying and selling electricity. And I mean, that's how the utility industry works. So, you know, we're constantly refinancing bonds and doing things like that, trading capacity, which means trading the amount of power that we need. You know, as a utility, you have to say, okay, our worst day ever was 1,005 megawatts. Okay. And then the MISO, which is our grid operator, says, okay, well, you need 1,005 times 1.2 or 20% more than that. You have to have that available all the time because you don't know when. So, you know, we're always trying to work and manipulate the different mechanisms to try to save money, because, you know, we're a nonprofit, as is City Utilities. If we save money, it just goes back to the members' customers, and that, you know, and that's the whole goal. You know, we're not here getting bonuses and things like that. It doesn't happen. So I guess back to my original point is, we are doing things to try and save money for our customers. And you know, of course, everybody wants to pay less, but you know, this is the reality of it, and we're doing a good job. City Utilities is doing a good job, and it reflects in our rates.
You mentioned AI earlier. That's going to bring some new challenges down the road. You know, I'm guessing you're always kind of working ahead to try and get that crystal ball to figure out what you're going to need, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we have to plan for things like that. Scott just mentioned, you know, a Google search, if that takes one unit of energy, an AI prompt, they call it a prompt, takes 10 units. So, you know, anytime you use AI, and it's getting to be more and more common, you know, you got your ChatGPT and your Microsoft Copilot, and now on the phones, the Galaxy phones have it. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of electrical energy to process those. So, you know, we have to plan for that, because when, as a utility, you don't plan for tomorrow, well, you do, but you plan for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, because when you invest in these power resources, you know, it's a 30-year investment, 50-year investment. So, you know, you have to plan really long-term to stay in business, to stay, you know, keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, it just kind of it blows my mind a little bit, because you think about computers and how they've gotten smaller and more economical around their phone, that would take that much more energy.
Yeah, but, yeah, it is incredible.
Yeah.
And the numbers are surprising to us too. There should be no doubt about that. I mean, you know, there aren't a lot of data centers yet here in Wisconsin, but you know, they don't just pop up. I mean, they take years to plan and design and build, you know. I mean, just to buy transformers for something like that would take, you know, well over a year. And that's if you knew what you needed right now and you ordered it, you know, immediately. So, you know, it's a long-term play.
Mm-hmm. Learning thing. We're all learning. You know, you and I, go ahead, Scott.
I just, you know, one thing to just follow up on rates. In my new role as utility manager, you know, we're looking at all the rates, wastewater, water, and electric. We were commenting about the electric there. You know, continue to look at other opportunities with wastewater to help drive those costs down. And from the water, same thing, you know, looking at how we invest and do it smarter going forward. So just wanted to clarify, just because a lot of folks look at their electric bill, but in that there is a lot buried into it. There's garbage, there's wastewater, there's water, there's electric. So just so to clarify, you know, there's a lot of things built into that utility bill, but a lot of folks just look at it as the electric bill. But
good point. During the summer resource fair tomorrow, I mean, you're not there to talk about those things, but you certainly will if somebody has a
question. Absolutely. And if there's any questions, you know, from utility side, we will be there. But yeah, we save a lot of that for the October event.
Good deal. You're just worrying about feeding the folks tomorrow.
Just got to take care of them. That's right.
Marty, there are a lot of events coming up here, not only this tomorrow at the community center, but boy, we're going to hit the month of June and hit the ground running, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, when you hit the dairy breakfast, the Richland County Dairy Breakfast out at Schmidt Farms this year, and I know, you know, we've seen, I'll just give you the heads up that there's going to be a lot of people there for that. Weather dependent, weather can play into it too. But anytime we've had a dairy breakfast on State Highway 14, that's usually our next biggest number we've ever fed. And that one, I know there's a lot of interest because their milking parlor is just, it's out of this world. It's a whole different thing. And there's a lot of interest in their facilities. So not just local, we'll see a lot of folks coming from way outside of our area, which we see anyway. You get stuck meeting me first thing when you get there if you came in on the bus, which we strongly suggest because I'm the greeter or the sergeant at arms. Some say you kick people out too. And
sure.
I said, no, I really don't have to kick anybody out here, but I do say goodbye. But that one is going to be a big one, I'll bet. And it's a really unique facility, and it's very cool to see it. And I think sometimes, you know, large farms do get a little bit of a wrap at times. And this is an opportunity for the public, everybody, to go see for yourself. Really get an inside look at what's happening. And, you know, let's be honest, with the economy of farming today, milking 40 to 60 cows is likely not where we're headed. And so we should become more familiar with their practices. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
You bet. It's a family farm as well.
And it is. It's a family farm. You know, just really neat what they're doing there. So I'd say, you know, on June 8th, get out to the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. And then right after, and this is one of those strange years where they're not on the same weekend. The Wisconsin State High School Rodeo Finals then is the following weekend, June 13th through the 15th. They have three big shows that they run Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Really encourage folks to get out there. They've seen some nice growth in their participation and attendance in the last 4 years, 3 to 4 years. And so we'd like to see that trend continue as well. But that's exciting. It's kind of cool. We've gotten some good video to use as promotional video. And when I watch the guys on the bronking bucks, it's like the one kid I thought somebody should check on him immediately. We have this. I videoed him, and it's like, He was a just luggage that wasn't tied down, and it just took off, and the kid rode for about 2 seconds, but it was just wild. And so there's a lot of excitement in their shows. I encourage folks to get out there and take a look at it. It's a real rodeo. So, and then it just takes off from there. I always encourage folks to go to greaterrichlandtourism.com, go to our calendar of events. We try to keep that as comprehensive of all the events happening in the area as we can. The other thing, Phil, we're going to get, you know, we get a little excited this time of year because June is when we get the direct visitor spending report from the Department of Tourism and the Department of Revenue. And the last 2 years, we've seen over a double-digit increase in direct visitor spending in Richland County year over year. And so that's big. So it's increased $2.5 million in spending just in Richland County the last 2 years in a row. And we've been able to kind of see what's coming by our website traffic. And last year, again, we had just an exponential jump in website traffic. And I'll give you just a little bit to think about this, because the website views, even this year in 2025, are continuing to grow. So in 2024, our website views grew. So new visitors coming to that website. It's not somebody, you know, I didn't hire a mouse and in the corner just hitting, you know, going to the website all the time. It's new views. So it has to be new users. That has, our website has grown 19% just in the first 4 months of 2025. So we had 23,535 views so far this year. To put that in perspective, in all of 2022, when we kind of got our marketing plan together and we got the new website and we started really charging hard into this, our total was 14,165 views. So that was for the whole year. So we're getting, you know, almost, well, we're getting double, almost double in 4 months what we were getting for a whole year back in 2022. So we're a little excited, anxious to see that, because we expect all this, the dashboard is telling us that we're going to see 2024 was another growth year for visitor spending in the county. And that's really what my job's about, and that's what we're after. So, and honestly, it's nice to have folks come in and visit, but more so, you know, tomorrow night's about our local folks understanding the opportunities that are available this summer, and then, you know, getting that information and get it on your calendar. And I find that's as much for me as anything. You know, we have now, when I coached football, you had to go to all these graduation parties, right? And that was kind of fun for the first 15 years. And then the last 5 years, I'm like, man, all I'm doing is gaining weight going to all these graduation parties. So then I no longer coached football and got out of softball coaching for about 10 years. And then I got on the school board. Now I'm invited to all the graduation parties again. So I'm working out harder to lose some weight so that then I can go. But what I've learned is you got to put them on your calendar, or else all of a sudden, oh, that happened. Wasn't that next week? And with where Memorial Day was, it kind of messed the schedule up, or what I usually anticipate. And with the dairy breakfast being a different weekend than the rodeo, that's going to catch some people by surprise. So I say go get it on your calendar. And tomorrow night's a good chance to come see, you know, what are the different events, what's happening. You know, talk to Matt Williams with City Zoning to understand, yeah, I gotta apply for that permit ahead. I can't just walk in and go, oh, wait a minute, I need that permit. I gotta have it today. You know, we need to do an application. But also, I think it's a good opportunity to connect with some of those civic groups too, and different event organizers, because they're always looking for help. And one of the things the local schools really have been teaching is volunteerism. And this is a good opportunity for adults to go out and practice it and find those different events that they can help support, not just by visiting and enjoying, but then also being able to help support maybe through their efforts of volunteerism as well. And then also, you know, the last thing I would say is I've done my best to reach out to the contacts I've worked with in the past that might be organizers or event planners that happen in our area. And I may have missed somebody. There may be a civic organization that has an event and I've missed it, or you're going to have a new one. There could be a new event coming up. You know, we got room for you and we can bring folks in. It's a little fluid, you know, who's going to be able to make it or who isn't. And so for us to make a space for your event, or, you know, if you're a civic group looking to just inform people about your opportunities, even through the year, just reach out, just call me at the visitor center. And I'll be happy to help, and we'll get you connected and we get you in. It's pretty fluid, pretty easy to add people.
And excellent. And Scott, it's not just the Richland Center person that uses city utilities. I mean, with all of these groups, it's area-wide, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what Marty was talking about earlier. You know, folks that come, you know, we have a lot of people come into our area, right, that enjoy, you know, they love hunting here, right? That's all you hear about is our deer and our trout streams. But, you know, they do come to town. And, you know, they buy gas, they eat food in town, and all that's served by city utilities. So I think we all win. And I think back to Marty's point, we are the only city. I think we have to broaden just outside of our customer base of who does, you know, support us and take care of us. And that, you know, is the idea why we opened it up, you know, to the area with this opportunity to show off what our county does have to offer.
You bet. Jim, thanks for your expertise. Always appreciate you coming in here. Here's to a good summer, right, with no storms to worry about.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, we're excited to help bring people into Richland Center tomorrow night and learn about all these different items that are available to them.
It's at the Community Center tomorrow evening, and again, it's 3 until 6, and everybody is welcome. Anything anybody else would like to add this morning?
No, I think
covers
I'm
it.
Good.
Come
You're
down
good.
And, you know, have something for, we're going to, you know, support our local locker and, mm-hmm. you know, you'll, we'll have a good meal for you and I will not cook. I'll deliver.
So, but so it'll be safe too.
It'll be safe.
But you do have the fire aspect of it there. You've got some people to back you up if you
we
do
start
okay, a fire.
I hope. I okay. think they would back me up.
Things get out of hand.
We'll be all right.
There's a safety.
We got the chief there.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
Thanks guys. Thanks for coming in. And we hope it goes well tomorrow night at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center. Scott Gall, Jim Schwingel, Marty Richards, our guest today.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Does your job offer 6 weeks of paid time off in the first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Yep, they've got that too. Add in a 401k with company match, paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, and more. First shift starts at over $22 an hour, second shift over $24, and it's not your typical manufacturing job. It's Rockwell Automation in Richland Center. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers or stop in for walk-in Wednesdays 10 to 4. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity and where they meet you. Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to